Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com as the IHSA announcing the cancellation of spring sports state tournaments this week and also suspending summer contact days. And we're joined by longtime Stark County Rebel head football coach Jade Nord. I know I've been talking, Coach, to a lot of people off the air, and specifically those involved in football. How nervous are you, heading toward next fall now, knowing that we have the spring state tournament series canceled, knowing that the summer contact days have been suspended? How worried are you about a high school football season then next fall?
Pretty worried, a little bit more each day. Unfortunately, it seems like, canceling things further and further down the road is the way things are going right now. Hopefully with some of these states that are starting to open stuff back up, hopefully we see some good results, with that and don't see any setbacks. But, I would say the overall feeling is not real great right now.
And then from a football coaching standpoint, in the summer, I think probably the big thing is maintaining a strength and conditioning program. Well, you can't do that this spring with school being closed and everything being done remote learning. So kids are on their own and sometimes they don't have the resources to have the strength and conditioning stuff that you do at school. So what about the impact of that on a sport like football?
It's significant, but knowing that everyone is in the same boat, makes it not quite as big a deal. If it was just your school and you knew everybody else was able to, get in a gym or get in your weight room and do work, it would be a huge difference. But we know that everybody's in the same boat and everybody's just trying to do what they can. And, we have some kids that have some equipment at home and then you have some kids that have nothing. So, we're just encouraging them to stay active and, give them some suggestions, but you obviously have no way to really monitor that, and you hope that they are staying active for obviously for the sport's sake, but just for their own sake of kind of in this situation, it's something to distract them from what's going on in the world.
And then the lack of direct contact between coach and student athlete. Now I know you can do social media, you can text them, whatever. But, you're talking about a situation from March, maybe through July, into August. And that's what we're hopeful for, that at least by August you can get together and the first day of practice in mid-August you can at least do that. But, man, that's a long time, right, for coaches not to have.
It is.
What about that?
It's a real long time, especially since, we're kind of – We're a 3-day week, workout team, in the off season, and we've been having some really, really good participation numbers in the winter and early spring. As good as we've had in probably 4 or 5 years, and then to have it just shut off and now you don't see these kids at all. And trying to get in touch with them through technology, it is not always easy. 16, 17 year old kids, they don't, answering the text from the coach is not always the first priority. They've got some other things that they're doing on those devices. But, it's a challenge. It's just different. And, like I said, we just knowing that everybody's in the same boat, everybody's trying the best they can. And like you said, hoping by August, maybe some things have settled down and we'll be able to, get together with the kids. If it's earlier than that, that'd be fantastic.
All right, the good that comes from this, am I dumb when I say, well, maybe this is an eye-opening experience for some kids who don't realize how quickly they can lose things and take for granted the opportunity to play in interscholastic athletics? Do you think maybe something like this will give some kids for pause to appreciate it more, or maybe those kids that aren't doing anything for 5 months saying, man, I can't wait till Nord yells at us in football practice?
Yeah, you know, the discussions that I have had with some kids, just, you know, just being about a month or so in, they're already saying how much they, you know, just want to be able to do stuff with their friends and teammates and things like that. And I think that, I think there will be, especially that first when we get back, but, you know, humans are humans. We have short memories, and you know, get a couple years past, I'm sure it'll sink right back to where it was. But I think this, you know, when we first get back, I think there's going to be a lot of appreciation for a lot of the things that we do just in life in general.
All right. So the Rebels, August 28th. Tell me, there's going to be a football game. Who do you open up with?
We host Elmwood Brimfield.
All right. Is that so? They'll have the Hog Heaven smoking that night, right? Tell me, tell me, please tell me that's going to happen.
I hope so. I hope so that we're able to do that and get these, you know, get kids back on the field and get kids back in the schools by then. And that's the hope anyway. I sure hope. I would like to say, and I listened to your IHSA interviews. I'm really pleased with the way the IHSA has handled this. They haven't tried to get way, way ahead. They've kind of taken it as it comes. And I think that's encouraging because some places just, you know, they go 4 months out. And, let's be honest, we don't know what it's going to be like 4 months out from now. And I think they've done a really good job with just kind of taking their time and waiting to hear what the governor and the other people say. And like I said, I think they should be applauded for the way that they've carried themselves through this.
All right, awesome. Well, I got one win today. Jade Nord says he listens to stuff on WRMJ, so that's good. Coach, appreciate it. And, man, I hope you're on the sideline August 28th, and I hope the kids are on the gridiron. We need some interscholastic athletics. Thanks for the time today. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.